This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, you've stitched me up with the theme song to Mother and Son.
I certainly have, but there's a reason why. Mother's Day is just around the corner.
It sure is.
And we thought, Sunday. Why not get one of our mothers here to join us as a special co-host for the show?
And that is exactly what we've done. We've got the very talented, the very beautiful, the very my mother, Mandy, joining us in the studio. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you? You look good.
Thank you. Now, before you ask me, I have done my washing and I have been eating correctly. Thank you.
Well, see,
very
that
much.
Was my trouble. If we got my mum in, she's just going to lay into me about everything that's wrong with my life.
Yeah, get it on record.
I think that's the way. She's been getting on record for years. So, but it is lovely to have you join us here in the studio.
It's lovely to be here with you, Dean.
And Mother's Day's just around the corner.
It's not far. Four more sleeps.
Oh, my. I've got to get a gift.
Four more sleeps.
An exciting time of the year. Now, you are going to join us for the whole hour. Consider this your official audition as as a guest co-host on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Absolutely. Now, we just got a message in. Someone rang into the studio saying they didn't know the acoustic song that they've got, but that's Daryl with one R, because we've got a competition at the moment where we're giving away a double pass to see
Star Show, a rock and classical journey through the universe, on Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Deakin Edge at Federation Square.
And what we're asking people is, do they know this acoustic version of a song? So, Mandy, do you know what this song is?
God.
Does it sound familiar?
Oh, as soon as you say what it is, I'll know.
It's definitely one of those, isn't it? It's one that you can hear.
So if you know what this song is, hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. There you go. I've given you a little bit more
that
now.
Next bit gave a little bit away. Congratulations to Katie, who has messaged in and gotten it correct. Well done, Katie. You are in the draw.
Yay. And that's all it takes. And obviously being a Joy member is also important.
Yes.
You know, but we've got you here, Mandy, because Mother's Day is just around the corner. And I have to ask, has Robbie ever given you a terrible Mother's Day gift?
Do you know Robbie's actually a very good present buyer?
Really? I wouldn't know because he's never bought me. No, my birthday was just 2 weeks. Got nothing.
Not even a cake, would you believe?
Well, now you mention that, Dean, there's been a few birthdays and Mother's Days that I've been away that he still owes me for. But when he does see me...
No. You've got to be in the state to receive the present.
No, you've got to be in the state. That's a fair call.
If you're travelling, you're already getting enough. You're getting enough gifts for yourself.
So, what's your take on the best Mother's Day gift, Robbie?
It doesn't matter how much it costs. It's not about spending a certain amount of money. It's about getting something that you know that they're going to appreciate, or something that's going to be practical that they're going to use. I just want things, and it's getting
harder.
But see,
that's where I struggle, where I'm like, I'm that person then, I would like to make them an amazing dinner. Like, it's something that they're going to use, and we all use things to, like, I either go completely impractical. So the direction I've gone now is coloured blown glass things.
Right.
Like, which is not practical, but looks pretty.
See, dust collectors I stay away from. Things that are ornamental stuff.
It's my entire house, man.
Unless I think it's very suitable.
It's got to hit you in the face, doesn't it? And say, that's them. That's for them.
It's like a good night out for me.
Experiences are good, wouldn't you say, Mum?
Experiences, I love experiences.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
No, and I want to, but I'm not allowed to on medical grounds now. I left it too late. Don't leave it too late.
Jump out of the plane today.
This is news to me. I would never jump out of a plane.
Motherly advice. Don't leave it too late. Jump out of a plane.
Book us in.
No, thanks, Mum. I certainly won't be doing that. But I tell you, it does get harder and harder each year, because I know that there is this idea that I do buy good presents, and there's a little bit of extra pressure there because you want to make sure you do something good each year.
See, this is what I've always thought makes a wonderful present, and it's actually making a meal.
Yeah. No, no, no. I got happiness pills for Christmas.
Well, we call that Valium.
No, these were Valium. So they're fantastic because they're in a little bottle in a capsule, and if you're having a bit of a low down day, you take
it's
it.
It's sugar
and you
high.
Pull it, no, you pull it apart and it's got a lovely little note in it.
They've got a little scroll in each one.
Okay, that's really good.
That's really good. And you know
you are a good gift giver.
The double beauty of that, that every time I look at that jar and I go, I don't need that today.
Yeah.
Aww. So it's sort of got a double a double thing out.
How are the happiness pills going? There are many left.
No. They're still, I put them back in.
Oh, good.
Because I reckon you can juggle them and you can use them again.
Yeah.
Recycling.
You probably forget as well.
Probably will forget.
Not saying anything. You know, I know what
how
we're
very
like.
Dare you, Robbie. Insulting your mother on the Joy Airwaves already. I'm outraged.
What did you want to know about him, Dean? You just tell me. You just ask.
Any dirt I could use against him, throw it my way. Now, normally each and every year, I actually do the Mother's Day run, which I haven't booked in for this year, and I'm really okay for it because fitness is not my key thing at the moment. But every single year, my entire family, we do the Mother's Day run with various degrees of running, and often are not running. Like I'm that one. I'll look after the kids so that it can be a leisurely stroll to the 7-Eleven, and then I just sort myself out that way. But we're not doing it this year, so there's all this pressure to have a good family breakfast.
Good idea.
Oh, it's we the Akuri family, we commit to our food in a very excessive way, and we are over caterers. So when I say commit to, if I'm doing the breakfast, there's like 12 different courses of options, and then my brother-in-law will walk in and go, I just want an apple. That's the one thing I won't have. So there's high pressure when it comes to feeding the Akuri clan, I must say. We're trying to figure out, we still haven't figured out what we're doing for Mother's Day. Not sure yet.
I'll tell you what I'm doing for Mother's Day. I am doing a Mother's Day breakfast, but it's not with my mother. It's with 200 other mothers at my workplace.
I was about to say, you're cheating on your mother, Robbie.
Yeah, other mothers. She takes 200 of them to bank up for this one.
But we do have very exciting plans on Mother's Day, which we are going to hear about a little bit later.
Yes, we're very excited to talk about this. I found out about it today, and I must admit, I was just like blown away. So stay tuned because, honestly, it's the best mother-loving thing you're going to love. we're going to chat about that next, coming up shortly. But just to remind you, we have a double pass to give away to
Star Show, a rock and classical journey through the universe that is on Saturday, June the 15th at 7:30 p.m., all thanks to our friends at Danza Productions.
And it's Can You Guess What This Song Is? That's all you got to do. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. What is that song? We'll be right back after this to find out all about Mandy's Mother's Day surprise. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Dean and Mandy. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Dean and Mandy. That's right, I've been kicked to the curb and Robbie's mum, Mandy, is joining us here in the studio as a special Mother's Day surprise. Even though it's not Mother's Day yet. Actually, Daryl with one R messaged in saying that Mother's Day is actually his birthday, so he's going to claim that he's the best present he gave his mother on Mother's Day. I reckon there's going to be a solid retelling of your birth, and then you'll apologise a lot and go and buy some chocolates, Daryl, with one R.
I think it's a beautiful idea, Daryl. Now, Mum, we do have some exciting plans on Mother's Day. We aren't going to just meet up together, but we are going to go out.
We are going to hit the town, Robbie.
Now, when you guys hit the town, you do seem to paint the town rainbow, I must admit.
Well, we go all things rainbow. That's a good way to go. No, I just thought this year that I've really just had a bit of an ache in my heart for the amount of guys that and girls that just don't get to see their family for one reason or another, you know. I know that there are lots of immigrants from Perth that have come to Victoria for the gay scene and whatnot, but there are also people that don't see their parents because their parents won't see them because of their sexuality.
Yeah.
So it really, I just find that quite heartbreaking to hear those stories and to know about that. But I do know, so I can't then do nothing. That's not
your way.
No, that's not my way.
I love that about you.
So this year I have, I checked in with Robbie, as I always do before I want to do anything along those lines. And then with Brendan down at Molly's. And I'm actually going to, I've had a T-shirt made with free mum hugs written on it. And I'm going
to surprised it's taking you this long to have it be made, I must say.
it's a very big thing in the United States.
Yeah.
So I'm a member of Facebook pages from there. And I know that Nellie
Yeah, Nellie Thomas, did it. Brought it to Carnival Day, yes, which I know you wanted to.
I wanted to go to, and I couldn't go to. So this
you're
is
be
my
doing
first
this
time.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, this is my first time. And I said that Jack should stand there and click and let me find out.
Oh, he's the counter.
See how many.
He's the hug counter.
And he said,
counter.
How many hugs I give? And I said, but you know what? That's how many hugs I'm going to receive as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's a double
hey,
whammy.
How cool is that?
So I think that's lovely that you're going to be giving out free mum hugs,
yeah.
Which I think is absolutely beautiful.
Well, yeah, it's a first for me, so that'll be. But it's in a place where I feel familiar and comfortable, and
yeah.
And Brendan was really happy for that
at Molly's Bar and Diner down on Smith Street. So, I mean, if that sounds like something that you want to have, I can testify to the fact that my mother gives fantastic hugs.
I can attest to it as well, and I must say, Mandy's absolutely lovely. Like the Molly's is where you had your second wedding,
yes,
which is the official
the
legal
legalization.
One. Got to say it the right way, or well, you know, and we were all together celebrating the anniversary of yesterday there as well, which was absolutely wonderful. So I think it's really lovely that you're coming there and you're just going to offer on Mother's Day for anyone who wants it or is yeah. main, because there are people who we do know as well who aren't close with their family and, yeah. and aren't a part of their family. So you're going to get tackled. I'm giving you a heads
well,
up. You've
got
to be prepared for a lot of hugs, I think.
No, I think it'll be really great. But before that, I mean, my Mother's Day is just running the whole
Chockers.
Day because my mum's still with us, so she's 94.
Oh, lovely.
Mum's listening today. And so where she can't see you when you wave, Robbie.
Yeah, I was about to say,
it doesn't work on
Robbie
radio.
Just waved. It's not quite the way to go.
I have had a lot of coffee today.
Alma, Robbie just waved to you. But, yeah, so we're going to go to church with Mum and go and have some lunch with her. And then we're racing down to our grandson, who we brought up.
Lovely.
Because he's halfway between home and Molly's, so we'll go and see him. And then into Molly's till who knows when.
So that's wonderful. That means everyone, you can come on to Molly's on Smith Street and you can get on Mother's Day, if you're not with your own family, a hug yep. from Mandy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You can even have two or three. You can come back for more than one if you want.
I'll definitely be a repeat performer when it comes to that.
And I mean, like you were saying, Mum, it's not just about those that are estranged from their family. A lot of us have relocated. A lot of our community do relocate. We seem to be very nomadic or we move,
yep.
you know, from rural areas into the city. There might be a bunch of reasons that you're not seeing your mum on Sunday. So have it mine.
Look, I think it's absolutely awesome and I love that you're doing it. And we were just looking at the T-shirt. And it's got a lovely rainbow heart on it, which is great that you're going to be wearing. It is from America, so it's spelled M-O-M, so they're going to fix that up for a bit of Australian slang and get the mum in there properly yeah. with a U.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful. I can't wait to come along and get a hug from you on Sunday.
Can I just do another thing that's happening on Sunday? I haven't mentioned this, Robbie, that I'm also part of the Brave Network, and Brave is on 60 Minutes on Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
So Jack and I were there on the filming.
That's
so that's all
piece on
the
ex-conversion therapy.
The conversion therapy and stuff. So Jack and I were there at the filming, so you might see us, but we're not speaking. But we were there to watch the filming of that.
Yeah, the Brave Network gives a really yeah. powerful voice to people who have yeah. gone through gay conversion therapy yeah. and to help not only elevate those voices so that we can make change, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they're doing a sterling job.
We've had we've had them be a part of parts of the Informer previously in its previous iteration,
yep.
and I will absolutely be tuning in to that on 60 Minutes this week.
60 Minutes this Sunday night.
Wonderful. Well, Mandy, you stick around. We're going to get some more hugs from you, and we'll be back right after this. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Dean and Mandy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.